Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It is about 2:10 on a Tuesday, and I'm not at school today, and I'm not at school tomorrow either. Not bunking off. For some reason, we kind of got 2 days off. There's no classes. Found out yesterday, actually, we had a class yesterday, interaction. And then, it seems today and tomorrow, we're not doing school, so been at home. Was not really having the day off. Lots of things to do, bits of homework. Got set some interaction assignments yesterday, actually, out of our interaction programming lesson yesterday. So, decided to get on with those, really. One was to program a calculator using JavaScript, which I've done. And now I just need to made it look pretty using CSS. And last thing I need to do now is just add some validation. So if you put in letters rather than numbers, you'll get some kind of error message saying, you know, it doesn't accept letters or something. So that's the very last thing I need to do on that now. And then I'll send it off to my interaction teacher. And then there is another exercise as well, actually, which is, again, is to do with JavaScript and math. But I need to go in and read that assignment a bit more closely to figure out what that's all about. That's I'll probably do that tomorrow. But the cool thing is I've been trying to figure out, because a little while back we did these portfolio projects, where we had to make our own portfolio as kind of a school project. And I did mine, I uploaded it, but it's not kind of made public, so to speak, because it's not quite ready. A lot of content to put in. But the basic programming is there. But now, to be honest, I've really taken to JavaScript rather a lot. So, for example, on the portfolio there's an email form, which I've done in PHP. And now I'm thinking I'm going to redo it, just using JavaScript, because it seems a little bit more efficient and I seem to be getting to grips with JavaScript a bit more than I did with PHP. Which is weird, because the languages are very, very similar. But, I don't know, JavaScript just seems to be a more efficient way of doing it. At the moment, anyway. I might not stick to that once I start trying to program it. But, I don't know, just did a calculator in JavaScript, so doing an email form should be fairly straightforward after that. There's some other bits on the portfolio as well I want to do in JavaScript. I've got a gallery. I've already programmed a gallery using JavaScript, but it's a very basic, what I call my version of throwing rocks at the sun kind of JavaScript. So of course I want to make the whole thing a little bit more sophisticated. So, but again, you know, doing the stuff with the calculator and some other bits we did yesterday, some other bits I've been reading about, it's all stuff where I can definitely reprogram my gallery, make it function the same, but just make it function more efficiently, be less lines of code, basically. And that's always a good way to go. Less lines of code means it's more efficient, more elegant. So that'll kind of be my next task, really, to redo the gallery for that using JavaScript. And then I'm also kind of gathering content, really. Had some, putting together some kind of video content, some of the stuff I used to do when I was running around with a camera on a regular basis. Got an idea to add some video content as well, some audio content. So, taking care of programming on the portfolio a bit more, and gathering content is really the order of the day now. But, of course, in between that, we start regular lessons again later this week. Thursday, we've got a regular lesson. Friday. And then next week, it's kind of the final week, really, before the Easter break. And then when we're back from the Easter break, we're pretty much straight into our next big exam project, which is for the summer exam. And that's a biggie. If we don't pass that, we don't get to continue on the course. So, be interesting to see what that project's going to be. But between now and then, I'll be working more on my portfolio, I think. I think my aim will be to try and get that up and running as soon as possible before we start that project, perhaps. Because once we get into that next big exam project, of course, that'll probably take up most of my time. So yeah, that's the aim, really. I'd probably spend another month on the portfolio, taking care of the bits of programming I need to, and gathering the content, and getting it up and running. So, all right, I'm out walking the dog. It's a nice kind of day, but it's cold. It's a little bit breezy today, and the wind is, there's like a real, not severe wind chill, but definitely notches it down a couple of degrees when the wind blows. So, yeah, gonna finish walking the dog, and then I'll have some time to do a bit more programming, and then I'll go off and pick up my daughter. Spend the rest of the afternoon mucking about and being silly with her. All right, catch you later. Bye.